The world is remembering former South African leader Nelson Mandela, who died yesterday at the age of 95. Today, he's considered a hero for his fight against white rule in South Africa, but that's a very different perception from the one that many once held. With us this morning is Bob Massey. He's the author of Loosing the Bond, the U.S. and South Africa in the Apartheid Years. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Delighted to be here.
Can you compare the image of Nelson Mandela at his death to the perceptions of him when he was imprisoned?
During that period, many people in the West thought of him as a radical, as a communist, potentially some American politicians even referred to him as a terrorist. A lot of people were afraid of him for very many years.
So what changed then?
As the situation in South Africa progressed, and as it became clear that Nelson Mandela's was a symbol of the unfairness that was affecting the entire population, people began to call for his release. The National Party regime, the white regime, realized that he might in fact be a pathway to peace. And when he got out, to everyone's amazement and relief, he called for justice and reconciliation.
Now, there were other leaders of the struggle against apartheid in the Cambridge-Boston area at the time. What attracted people here?
The South African secret police was very busy trying to kill certain leaders, but Harvard University and other area universities stepped in and offered some of these leaders the opportunity to come and learn and meet other Americans and have a haven of rest for a number of months at a time.
So when you look at this whole fight and what happened in South Africa and the changing perception of Nelson Mandela to someone who was feared at one point to now obviously revered, do you see anything that could compare to what might be going on today? Or is there a lesson that we could take from this that could apply to a current struggle happening today?
We in the United States are still trying to figure out our legacy of racism, and Mandela's call for unity, like Dr. Martin Luther King's call for reconciliation and unity and true justice, is an ongoing challenge to us. And secondly, one just has to be careful about who one labels as an enemy. People feared him and worried about him. And now he's revered in some ways as a secular saint.
Bob Massey, president of the New Economy Coalition and author of Loosing the Bond, the U.S. and South Africa in the Apartheid Years. Bob, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm happy to have joined you. A sad day, but important to talk about him.